anything and everything.
Do you ever wonder how to? Do you ever wonder why?
About anything and everything. Then Dorice is your guide. Anything and everything will open your mind. Anything and everything with Dorice. Anything and everything with Dorice is online. Remember.
Remember.
Anything and everything with Dorice.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. You are listening to the Anything and Everything with Dorice podcast, and I am your host, Dorice. This episode is brought to you by WYSK Spark Radio, where they play uplifting music to get you through the day. You can find it on Live 365 Spark Radio. Hello, everyone, and welcome back. I hope you're having a blessed day. Okay, ladies, this one's for you. I've been getting the emails, all the messages, and you're asking about menopause. Menopause relief, what can we do? Some of you want to know, is there a better, more natural way? Well, I know I've been waiting for my body to make a decision on what I'm doing. One month I'm having a menses, the next I am not. I even went 11 months before my menses returned. So trust me, I feel you. And yet, I'm told this is normal, especially if you are not taking hormones. And since I want to go through my life without medication as much as possible, and I want relief from hot flashes and all those other symptoms, this has become my mission. For many women, menopause symptoms are mild and do little to disrupt daily life. However, the discomfort of hot flashes, irritability, and fatigue can make life exceptionally difficult. Thankfully, for the growing number of women who wish to avoid prescription hormone medications to manage their symptoms, remedies like essential oils for menopause can provide natural and effective relief. Every middle-aged woman will go through a major life change where her body transforms from being fertile to infertile by stopping the menses process. This is a major life change that can take several months or years, and the completion of the process is known clinically as menopause. However, menopause has been the name most people give to the process of this change and the symptoms it produces. For many women, these symptoms make enjoying normal daily activities difficult. In addition, the changing hormone levels can increase a woman's risk of osteoporosis, which can increase the risk for fractures. Therefore, it is more common for elderly women to fracture a hip than younger ones. On that note, it should be of interest that using essential oils for menopause, such as juniper, sage, rosemary, pine, dwarf pine, turpentine, and eucalyptus, have been found to inhibit bone resorption when added to the food in animal studies. Pine oil specifically can protect us from bone loss. I like to think of this major life change as a freeing time, a blessing. For those who no longer want to take birth control or manage natural family planning anymore, menopause is also a welcoming event. You no longer have the inconvenience of dealing with all that comes with your monthly menses, so why not celebrate and enjoy this time? Research is clear on one thing. Essential oils for menopause works well for many women during this change. A 2008 article published in the Evidence-Based Complementary and Alternative Medicine Journal summarizes what we do know quite well. For one, Many studies have found that aromatherapy improves psychological symptoms such as anxiety, depression, and mood swings, and induces more relaxed states in young and middle-aged women. Second, several aromatic oils have been recommended as phytoestrogens because they include components related to the sex hormones. In fact, some of these oils have similar structures and functions, such as clary sage, fennel, cypress, angelica, and coriander. It has also been proposed that geranium oil balances hormones and that rose oil strengthens uterus function. And evening primrose is recommended as a base oil in aromatherapy for menopausal women. This article goes on to report how 60 menopausal women aged 45 and 54 years old responded to a series of essential oil massage treatments, considering these 11 menopausal symptoms: hot flashes, paresthesia, insomnia, nervousness, melancholia, vertigo, weakness, arthralgia or myalgia, headache, palpitations, and formication. Each woman received one 30-minute aromatherapy treatment session each week for 8 weeks with essential oils for menopause using lavender, rose geranium, rose, and jasmine diluted in almond and evening primrose oil. Compared to controls, the measured menopausal symptoms were greatly reduced in the women who enjoyed regular aromatherapy massage. Whether one essential oil has more benefit over another remains to be seen. However, these essential oils for menopause are usually some of the most popular. You can easily use them in a diffuser or place them in your evening detox bath. At the end of this episode, I will give you some recipes that I learned from Mama Z. Let's start with lavender oil. The changing and shifting hormones of menopause can cause feelings of anxiety and problems with sleep. Lavender has been known for ages to promote feelings of relaxation while lifting the mood, also promoting better sleep in people dealing with insomnia. Adding lavender aromatherapy to the nighttime routine can help improve sleep and relaxation. It is also suspected that lavender can help calm the body so that the hormone levels naturally balance, and a cold compress with one drop of diluted lavender oil can help reduce discomfort in the perineum during menopause. Next, we have clary sage oil. This oil has been known to effectively help with hot flashes. Those who are feeling a hot flash coming on can get fast relief by rubbing 1 to 2 drops of diluted clary sage oil on the back of the neck or on the feet. Rollerballs are great to carry for this very reason. It is also effective when inhaled during episodes. Additionally, clary sage has been shown to clinically be more effective than the monoamine neurotransmitter serotonin or 5-hydroxytryptamine, 5-HT, and can be used specifically for menopausal women by reducing thyroid-stimulating hormone, decreasing depression, and significantly decreasing cortisol levels. Next, we have one of my favorite all-time essential oils, peppermint. Peppermint is another essential oil that can lessen discomfort during a hot flash. Misting one's face with a water spritzer or using a portable inhaler during an episode can mitigate the symptoms instantly. Since hot flashes are one of the most notable symptoms of menopause, having some peppermint oil on hand is a great idea. Menopause signals the end of your menses. However, menstruation and menstrual cramping can still occur. In addition, even after menstruation, as many as 50% of women experience menses-related cramping during the beginning stages of menopause. Peppermint oil may help reduce some of the pain and discomfort of this type of cramping. Next is basil essential oil. It has been suggested that basil, the estragon chemotype, contains an estrogen hormone-like component. This means that it can potentially help the body adjust to changing estrogen levels, reducing some of the discomfort of menopause. Traditionally, basil oil has been used to help fight hot flashes when diluted oil is applied to the feet or back of the neck, and aromatic use can help boost the mood during menopause. Neroli oil. In one 2014 study, 63 healthy postmenopausal women inhaled neroli oil for 5 minutes twice a day. During this time, they answered a questionnaire specific to quality of life during menopause. The women who were given the neroli oil instead of a control had an increased desire for sexual intimacy, improved estrogen concentrations, and improved blood pressure. They also reported less stress after inhaling the neroli oil. Women who are frustrated with a lack of libido, high stress levels, and increased blood pressure can get relief from neroli oil. In addition, this oil has anti-inflammatory properties. This can help with many of the aches and pains that come from getting older and the menopause process. Next on the list is geranium oil. Geranium oil can help with many of the symptoms of menopause. It helps improve dry skin and may help balance hormone levels, which can occur during menopause. Research has also found that the antidepressant properties of geranium oil can benefit women who are struggling with depression and mood swings. In a clinical trial of 120 menopausal women, those who received aromatherapy massage using geranium essential oil and almond oil indicated an improvement in depression and mood after an 8-week period. And finally, let's end with Vitex Agnus Castus oil, an oil you're probably not too familiar with. Vitex Agnus Castus is a shrub that is native to Central Asia. The plant has blue-violet flowers, long finger-shaped leaves, and dark purple berries, and the fruit and seed are used to make medicine, while the leaves and berries are distilled to make essential oils. Vitex has been traditionally consumed for a variety of female health concerns, such as controlling bleeding, female infertility, helping the body force out the placenta after childbirth, increasing breast milk production, lumpy or fibrocystic breast, menopause, menstrual cycle irregularities, premenstrual dysphoric disorder, which is a more severe form of PMS, premenstrual syndrome, otherwise known as PMS, preventing miscarriage in women with low levels of progesterone. Of the studies that have evaluated the essential oil, one discovered that compared to the oil extracted from the berry, the leaf oil appears to have a broader range of actions. And those are just seven of the many essential oils that can help us along our way through our menopausal journey. Now, when I began learning about essential oils, I took courses from Dr. Zielinski and his wife, Mama Z. And Mama Z would give us incredible recipes for everything for us to use in everyday living for a healthier, happier household. So I would like to share with you some of the recipes for menopause that I learned from Mama Z. And I'm going to leave them in a link below to my blog, and you can check it out later at your own convenience. Thank you for listening, and God bless. Be sure to check out our show notes below, where you can donate to support us, check our references, or see what else we offer. Thank you for listening, and God bless.